we must do not only what is necessary, but also what is right.
Panama's Ambassador Laura Flores chairing the discussion, giving a succinct summary of the meeting's focus in her introductory remarks. She said a diverse group of countries, namely Argentina, Costa Rica, Finland, Germany, Kazakhstan, Palau and Qatar, had been meeting for weeks now informally, and it was time to put ethics at the centre of the SDG agenda. The Republic of Korea's Ambassador Oh Jun is also the president of the UN Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC. The council will be crucially involved in a high-level political forum on the SDGs' progress in July, and a shared ethical framework will be essential moving forward, he said.
The pursuit of sustainable development has become the responsibility of all countries, both individually and collectively. The United Nations remains a uniquely endowed institution for promoting global values. In 2016, in particular, member states must demonstrate their commitment to these values.
A key responsibility for helping governments reach development goals lies with private sector businesses who've signed on to last year's landmark UN agreements on the SDGs and climate change in Paris. Lisa Kingo runs the UN Global Compact, which mobilises business involvement in the SDGs. With more than 8,000 companies already engaged, she said increasing that number was essential.
If all companies took fundamental steps, like respecting employee rights, not polluting, and refusing corruption, we would make enormous progress towards the global goals. Beyond responsibility, business culture based on strong ethics is needed to complement the minimum standard of do no harm in order to inspire business innovation and set ambitious sustainability goals.
And for the UN's part, the Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson said that a clearer ethical framework for action would signify the institution's commitment to the many citizens around the world who want the SDGs to become a reality by 2030.
We must discard silo thinking. We must integrate action across different sectors in a more horizontal manner. We must be informed by those whom we seek to support and listen to their aspirations. We must pursue these ambitions and targets on their behalf, on the poor, on the most vulnerable, those who risk being left behind. We must make sure that the SDGs turn into realities for the millions and millions of people who have justified expectations for positive change.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.